brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is the fourth day of July, Independence Day 2008. I am not Alex Jones. I am Jason Burmis, guest hosting this fabulous fireworks-filled day. Fun fireworks-filled day. I'm hoping to see some fireworks today. Let's see what Austin has to offer. I'm sure it's going to be a good time. Truth Rising has dropped, and I want to read yet another review because they're really pouring in, folks. And then we're going to get Bob Chapman on the line, and we're going to have him on from the internationalforecaster.com. Woo-woo! Just finished watching it. Very neat. Best movie so far. Energizing, fun attitude that makes it watchable for ignorant folks. Luke became a historical figure at this point. By the way, who is that girl who confronted Giuliani? If you talk about courage, that was the perfect example. Amazing. That's Sabrina, by the way. Yeah, I will continue to talk about 9/11, too, as long as I live. We'll bring them to justice. There are many ways to do it. Eventually, the real perpetrators will fail. Also, if they have all the power behind them, all the grunt military force, all the money, all arrogant fake news puppets, they are not real. They are little pitiful demons without souls. They just can do anything about it. They just can't do anything about the real truth movement. People are so powerful and energizing when they know they fight for the right side. No power, how great soever, can do anything to fight that. Truth and power and independent thought will eventually pour into the minds of everyone. We shouldn't feel as victims, but as powerful fighters for the truth force, the good spirit of the human race. Truth and power to the people, misery and pain to the corrupted souls of the New World Order. Awesome review. Awesome review. And like I said, you can get this at high quality. I mean, almost DVD quality. And folks, I encoded these myself to make sure that they were good stuff. You know, the 699 megabyte one, or I think it's 680 actually. It's okay. It's the lowest of the DivX, but still looks amazing. But the other two. Wow, there's not much difference between the 830 megabyte and the gig file. And like I said, you burn that right to disk, throw it onto your DivX DVD player. You're literally watching it on your new plasma screen television with your friends and family while you're downing nachos and watching the football game. Actually, there's no football right now, so you're probably watching baseball. I'd be watching baseball, too. It's a sunny day. It's nice. Luke Radowski going to be on later, and, you know, when you see somebody like Luke come as far as he has, it's just so, so encouraging. Again, this is somebody who was part of New York 9/11 Truth, wanted to do even more. He said, you know what, these meetings aren't as effective as I'd like them to be. It's the same people. We're not reaching as many as I'd like. So he made connections. He got big signs. He got a dedicated core. And he went down to Ground Zero every single weekend, okay? Then in 2006, after we went down and we handed out 10,000 DVDs of Loose Change, we had 2,000 people in Investigate 9/11 shirts. Luke said, you know what, it's time to start my own organization. Let us be the change that we want to see in the world. And over the last 2 years, Luke Radowski has done incredible and amazing things, and they are chronicled in this new film, Truth Rising. Again, it just shows the power of one person. There's no one out there listening right now that can't do something, that can't put forward their talent, that can't take the time to get a video camera, to go to an event, to ask a tough question, to hold these criminals' feet to the flames. That's what needs to be done. We need to keep pressing and pressing and pressing, and that's why we just had Nick Karanji on. Because you could hear in the background at times, the crowds, and a free speech zone doesn't stop him. He's still right across from Independence Hall in Philadelphia, speaking the truth, talking 9/11. And we got to do that. They're bringing it up again, folks. Bush says he wants to capture Bin Laden. This story's not going away. The Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.tv.
It It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi folks, Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals, no animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. I guess we have Chapman on in the next hour. So we're going to I'm going to read this BBC thing just to explain again to those that don't get it that a big hit piece is coming. And then we're going to take your calls. We're going to go to Leo, Steve, Mario, Mark, and more. The evolution of a conspiracy theory. A large number of Americans question what happened that day. It wasn't part of the Twin Towers collapse on September 11th. The third World Trade Center tower that wasn't hit by planes also fell. As a report into the Tower 7 prepares to publish its finding, Mike Rudin, total scum, considers how the conspiracy theory got to be so big. Well, because it happened. Because they blew the building up, Mike. Okay? And he's got some snaggle teeth, too. I didn't want to bring that up, but it was pretty disgusting. He was a little taller than me, so my eye line was, like, right in his gross mouth. And he was very, very pompous. Oh, I've been to Iraq, Jason, and, he was very leftist, too, like he was trying to be my friend, but really just a total weasel and a snake. 9-11 is a conspiracy theory of the Internet age. Put 9-11 conspiracy into Google, and you get 7.9 million hits. Put in 9-11 truth, and you get more than 22 million. Opinion polls in the U.S. have picked up widespread doubts among the American people. A New York Times CBS News poll in 2006 found that 53% of those that questioned thought the Bush administration was hiding something. Another U.S. poll found a third of those questioned thought the government officials either assisted in the 9/11 attacks or allowed them to happen. Absolutely proven. In the U.K., a survey by the BBC's Conspiracy Files carried out in 2006 found that 16% of those questioned thought there was a wider conspiracy that included the American government. Of course there was. For a very good reason, a lot of people are very suspicious about what went down that day. Dylan Avery, director of Loose Change. The BBC and the missing tape. This summer will be a key moment for those who question the official explanation of what happened on 9/11. No, it won't, okay? This summer won't be a key moment for... It'll be a key moment for the liars, like yourself, Mike Rudin, where you can pat yourself on the back with your little COINTELPRO op and say, look, we explained it. It was fire all along. They're crazy. Oh, we're the BBC. We're the number one stunner. Believe us. That's what's going to happen. And so this Sandar guy is going to put out his NIST report, and it's going to be bull. Oh, man, he's so mad. Nearly 7 years after the terrible events of September that day, the U.S. authorities are due to publish the final report on the third tower that also collapsed on 9/11. Unlike the Twin Towers, this 47-story, 610-foot skyscraper was not hit by a plane. And Tower 7 has become a key issue for truthers like Dylan Avery, the director of the internet film 9/11 called Loose Change. The truth movement is heavily centered on Building 7, and for very good reason. A lot of people are very suspicious about what went down that day, he says. Again, as they should be. See World Trade Center 7's location. Avery points out that Tower 7 housed some unusual tenants. It did. The CIA, the Secret Service, the Pentagon, and the very agency meant to deal with the disasters of, or terrorist attacks in New York, the Office of Emergency Management. And some people think Tower 7 was the place where 9/11 conspiracy was hatched. No one said that. Hold on. No, who said that Building 7 was where the 9/11 conspiracy was hatched? Total bull, total lies. See, again, all you people out there that think that the BBC is your friend, they're not your friend. They just pointed something out that no one said. If someone had said that, it would be a quote. Okay? It would say, this man said that that's where the 9/11 conspiracy was hatched, Building 7. No one said that. That's so ridiculous. God, man. You know what? I'm done reading it, because if you really do believe that Dr. Chaim Sunder is going to tell you the truth, that this NIST report is right, you know, it's not, okay? It's just going to be total bull. All right, let's take calls. Leo in Mass, how you doing, man?
Chip. Hi, great to catch up with you. I'll give you my critique on the 9/11 rising afterwards. But I was thinking it would be kind of neat, you know, since Alex and you guys are such a prolific bunch of filmmakers, mm-hmm. that we should, you know, those of us who like are willing to contribute a fair amount of extra money should be able to get the Alex Jones version of the Oscar. I could have a little Alex to put on my mantelpiece. No, I am dead serious about this. We've got to permeate the culture in all aspects.
Uh-huh. So what do you think we should do?
Yeah, I gave $100 to Alex, and look what I got. I got an Alex.
Well, you know what? There is like a little, it's not even really that good, but it's like this Canadian toy of Alex, where it kind of looks goofy and it's like a bendy
toy. No, I want something that mimics the Oscars, the Oscar that you can put on a mantelpiece, something that's, you know, worthy of a mantelpiece, and you guys make it up, create it, and then those of us who want to give big money can get X amount of them or whatever.
All right, I'll bring it up with them, man. So what did you think of the film?
Okay, number one, I have a 768 DSL, the cheap Verizon $18 a month one.
Uh-huh.
7 hours to load.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, this is, as far as loading, could we have more slides and cut the thing, and subtitles? We got to have subtitles. I could just barely understand it. I have a full understanding of English, and I could hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But really, a lot of people are not going to get the background noise, and subtitles are absolutely imperative.
Okay.
You know, maybe you could somehow throw it into the website so that you don't have to... You know,
well, I know there's subtitles on some of the things, but if you watch like the low quality flash version, and even the low quality flash version is like a gig, so yeah, it would take forever.
Well, I did
to load.
Windows Media.
Oh, the WMV. Well,
yeah.
That one's probably the lowest quality out of all of them. And if you look, like I know there's parts where, you know, the bomb in the bag, that's all on the bottom.
Right.
And
now, mm-hmm. The thing is this:
mm-hmm.
In order to load quickly, if you did it with slides and audio with a subtitle, wouldn't that take out a lot of sections that could be just slides? Now, when you have the camera moving around, it's very distracting. I don't It's hard to focus. It's annoying mm-hmm. when you do it so often. Mm-hmm. You know, just have a slide of the person. And I think it would be kind of funny to do like, what is it, South Park, where the mouth goes open. And...
I mean, all right, Leo, I got to let you go.
Hold on, there's more of it. So I'd like to see the timing of it mm-hmm. so that we are here now. And like the last 10 minutes of the movie was great. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of it was kind of like, oh, yeah, I know all that stuff. But, you know, the thing is, if we start out with where we are now with the police state, mm-hmm. what we were like before, like back in the 60s and 70s, mm-hmm. and how did we get here? And more bios on the deceased so they can check for their relatives, and show the good police versus the government parasites,
mm-hmm.
and how people can tell signs of the NWO in their town or city and what they can do locally.
All right,
these
man.
Are the important aspects that should be in the film or on an interactive website for that specific film so people can refer to the website and then do the interactive stuff.
All right, Leo. Thanks for the info. I'll pass it along. Let's go to Steve in Colorado. Steve, you with me?
Yeah, hi there, Jason. Hey, I didn't catch the very first part of the program. Mm-hmm. Are you one of the Loose Change producers? Is
yeah.
that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you guys do anything? I haven't seen it yet. Did you do anything on... Ted Olson, who I guess, if I remember, I used to be the Solicitor General of the U.S. on his part in I guess faked phone calls from.
Well, we didn't go into it in detail, but I do believe that in the final cut we do mention Barbara Olson, who was the husband of Ted Olson. Ted Olson gets a quick cameo, but what you're discussing is that he went on television and he first said that his wife had called him from the plane. Now, at first, they said that it was from a cell phone. And that, you know, then they kind of backtracked and said, no, it was from an air phone. But she had told him that she couldn't find her purse, which would have made it impossible for her to call from an air phone because you would have needed a credit card to do so, correct?
Oh, okay.
And we didn't cover that specific aspect of it, but we did mention that, you know, Barbara Olson, who was this CNN reporter and the husband of, the wife of the Solicitor
yeah,
General, you know, Ted Olson. We did bring up that fact.
Yeah, she was kind of a high-profile person. I can't remember exactly what her background was, but yeah, she was pretty well known from what I remember. Okay, and then also the second thing I had was, do you know, like you were mentioning about the different offices that were in Building 7, do you know of that kind of thing for the Pentagon of why the, whatever it was?
Oh yeah, well the one that you're talking about the wing that got hit, right? Well, the wing that got hit was
right.
totally under renovation. There was barely anybody in that wing. And we do know that April Gallup, crawled out of the hole there and that she was doing some pretty classified work that morning. I mean, we have an interview with her. We haven't put it out. But basically, she says she was dealing with classified documents and that when she turned on the computer, that's where the attack happened. So there was some operations going on there. I would doubt that we'll ever find out what they were because anything above top secret, you know, it's not going to hit the public. However,
yeah, sure.
However, I will say this, you know, Donald Rumsfeld was safe on the other side. This would have been the weakest place to hit the Pentagon unless it was an inside job because, again, it hit none of the main offices. Most of it was evacuated. There wasn't a big death toll. And it's kind of odd that they knew about this plane, quote-unquote, supposedly going into the White House and then into, this is supposedly the one that hit the Pentagon, and they didn't warn anybody. There were no alarm bells going off. Yet they evacuated Cheney and Mineta, and they're both in the POC before this happens.
Yeah, okay, I was going to bring that up, the part that I guess is on YouTube,
mm-hmm.
Or the video, excuse me, that's on YouTube that has the actual, or has the testimony of Norm Mineta before...
the 9/11 Commission.
Okay, was that where it was at? Okay,
yeah.
Where he was talking about that. Do you guys include that per chance?
Oh, yeah, that's in Loose Change Final Cut, man. You can go watch it for free at Google Video right now, or you get the high-quality thing over at Prison Planet or InfoWars. But, yeah, that's absolutely in there. And
oh,
he confirmed that two other times. In fact, over at my blog, loosechange911.com, I actually have Mineta saying the same exact story five separate times on five different occasions, 1 year after the fact on ABC, in front of the 9/11 Commission, in front of a We Are Change group, and on yet another special on CNN. So it's well documented. They just covered it all up in the 9/11 Commission and said Cheney wasn't there till 9:55. Believe your government. Steve, I thank you for the call. We're going to take more callers. Remember, 9/11 Chronicles Truth Rising has hit PrisonPlanet.tv. Get it in high quality now or order the DVD today. This is The Alex Jones Show.
Good morning. This is Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. July 3rd, 2008. Gold opened at $930.50. 1 ounce gold coins can be purchased for $957.27, $471.45 for half, and $235.73 for a quarter ounce. That's $957.27, $471.45, and $235.73.
Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rody Boyd published the report Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It is now time to rein in evil and bring them to justice. Through the authority that has been delegated to us, it is time to destroy the destroyers. The number of the mounted troops was 200 million, the vast majority of the population of the U.S. Though the people of the U.S., where their numbers and influence are strongest, have primary responsibility for reining them in and bringing them to justice, all nations will participate since they reside the world over. They are called Illuminati, elite, proponents of the New World Order. They oppose everything that is God and truth. They are of the line that was disinherited 2,000 years ago. Everything they have built over the centuries, the wealth they have accumulated, the power they have established, the poisoning of the masses, the destruction of the earth and mankind, we will undo through the authority that has now been delegated to us. Visit our website at unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com. The message of his kingdom.
Hey, Bonnie, no more pickpocketing for us. I have an easier way we can steal people's credit cards without them even knowing they've been robbed.
How so, Clyde?
I have this RFID reader I picked up on the internet. Just by waving it near you, I can skim your credit card information while your cards are still in your purse. Just watch.
Hey, look, that's my info on the screen. You gotta be kidding me.
Nope. With 50 million credit cards with hidden RFID chips, I figure we'll make a fortune. As long as people don't hear about Identity Stronghold.
Why? What's Identity Stronghold?
They make the secure sleeve. When people keep their credit cards in the shielded secure sleeve, I can't read them.
Do a lot of people already know about the secure sleeve?
No way. Most people don't realize they even have chips in their credit cards and passports.
Clyde, we should get some of those secure sleeves.
I already got some. I also got some to fit our passports. Identity Stronghold has secure sleeves for sale right on the internet at IDStronghold.com.
IDStronghold.com?
Right. Or you can call them at 1-800-610-2770.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the new world order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
I'll take it on this sunny 4th of July, Independence Day. It's the Alex Jones Show, folks. I'm Jason Burmess. If you want to get at me, it's myspace.com/Jason Burmess. I am one of the producers of Loose Change, working on a new flick down here in Austin, Texas. Hopefully coming at you September 1st, Fabled Enemies. Get ready. It's going to have the Barry Jennings interview. Very successful story here at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Over 50,000 views on YouTube in just a couple of weeks. Less than 2 weeks, I think, in dozens of different versions. But today is the launch of Truth Rising. We launched a little early yesterday, but this is the official launch. And we're all really proud of this film here. Myself included, I had very little to do with it, but I did actually design the DVD cover and that sort of thing, and watch as Rob Jacobson edited it for the last couple of months, really checking it out and pointing out, you know, how well it's done. I mean, it's cinema verite. It is just truly different from anything Alex Jones has ever put out before, with interviews with people like Jesse Ventura, Willie Nelson, Martin Sheen, George Carlin, Rosie O'Donnell, Christine Ebersole. This film is unlike anything I think the movement has ever seen. I mean, it really is just an excellent, excellent movie. And before we jump to your calls, I want to take time to thank our sponsors. They help support this show, and we hope you support them. Go check out www.enerfood.com. That's enerfood.com. These guys have been supporting the Patriot Radio movement for years and have one of the best product lines we've come across. Click on the banner over at www.infowars.com for Alex Jones listener exclusive discounts. That's right, you get discounts if you go through us. Don't forget to order their coconut milk powder and NutriCafe, the healthy coffee. This is the best herbal supplement we've tried, and the whole InfoWars crew is absolutely addicted to this stuff. Got to tell you, I'm now staying with Dykes, and he's got the NR food over there. There's always a spoonful in the juice in the morning. It's worth every penny, and we know you'll feel the difference. You'll have more energy, greater mental clarity, and it even helps with weight loss. I can tell you, folks, it does give you quite the buzz. It's the most buzziest green food I've ever seen. 20 power-packed ingredients, including dulse, kelp, barley grass, wheatgrass, chlorella, spirella, and more. Remember, balanced energy all day long, greater stamina, weight loss, 20 power-packed ingredients, and your mind works just a tad bit better. That's enerfood.com, E-N-E-R-food.com. And actually, you know, for you guys that are all going to be drinking all day, you might want to pop a little bit of this with your brewskis. Keep you up so you don't fall asleep. But then again, I know we got some pretty big warriors out there on the 4th of July. Try to be careful, too, folks. I haven't said that, but drinking and driving is not a good thing. That's not something we promote over here at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. We want you to be safe today. We do want you to have a good time. And if you're a PrisonPlanet.tv member, we want you to download the movie in high-quality DivX format and play it on your DivX player, your DVD player. Most of them play DivX these days. Share this info with your family. Today's the day. I said it earlier today, and I'm going to say it again. You're going to see your friends. You're going to see your family. This information is vital. We don't really know how much time we have. We need to educate people that Barack Obama is not going to save the world. Did you know that? Yeah, Barack's not saving the world. Get with it. Get hip to it. Clinton's about to campaign for the man. Clinton is not a good person. All right, let's jump to these other callers. Let's go to Mark in Georgia. Mark, what's on your mind?
Well, a few things, so I'll try and hit them in a rapid sequence here. I was dealing with his erstwhile friend, not very well educated. I told him he was a sycophant. He thought I was paying him a compliment. And he called me a paranoid schizophrenic. And I'm like, oh, not even I know what the word schizophrenic really means. But so I said, well, the thing is, you're an alethiophobe. That's a person with a morbid, irrational fear of the truth. Aletheia means truth in Greek. It's like, I think that some of these people need a ramp. They hit the wall. They need a ramp or a stairwell they can climb up that kind of explains to them, you know, kind of an introductory thing. Your project is the thing that woke me up.
Oh, cool.
And I thank you for that. I was thinking, with Mark Dice's, this is one of a number of points that I'd hit in rapid sequence, that with Mark Dice's thing of inform a soldier, I appreciate that he wants to send them information, but I'm thinking along the lines that if we could put together a specific project that explains to the soldiers about their oath of office, and that on 10th, you know, I hear these neocons talk about the 10th of September mentality, and I just sent in a rebuttal.
All right, hold on, Mark. We're going to stay with you. Hold over. We're going to have you on the other side. This is the Alex Jones Show. It is Independence Day. Truth Rising has dropped. It's over at PrisonPlanet.tv. And we'll be back after this. It's the GCN Radio Network.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that the Berkey water systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. The revolutionary Berkey Light self-sterilizing and recleanable purification elements purify water by removing pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and by extracting harmful chemicals such as herbicides, pesticides, VOCs, organic solvents, radon-222, and trihalomethanes. They also reduce nitrates, nitrates, sediment, and unhealthy minerals such as lead and mercury. As an authorized dealer for over 2.5 years, serving thousands of satisfied customers, we offer amazing specials for Berkey Light water systems. Order the Berkey Light system today, complete with 2 black Berkey filter elements and free KDF shower filter for only $209, plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping and 1 KDF shower filter, a $49 value free for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky, it's Nonex Man. He's in a dive.
He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach.
Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see them.
Ooh.
Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic in sandals.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Great. Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails.
Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Philo, and Rite Aid.
When I learned that the accumulation of acidic waste was the likely cause of my painful joints, lack of energy, and weight gain, I knew I would have to change to a more alkaline diet, but it just seemed so difficult. Then a friend suggested I try a Jupiter Water Ionizer from SnyderHealth.com and detox my body even before I changed my diet by drinking alkaline ionized water. Drinking water? Now that's something I can handle. The guys at Snyder Health took the time to explain all of the different options and help me choose the ionizer that was right for me. I use my new Jupiter ionizer for everything, for drinking, for cooking. And since I've been drinking the water, I have more energy, my joint pains are gone, and I already lost 7 pounds, and my skin looks great. Give them a call today at 877-356-2508 to find out which ionizer is right for you. They offer a full 30-day money-back guarantee and free shipping, so there's absolutely no risk. You can visit them on the web at SnyderHealth.com. That's SnyderHealth.com.
Happy 4th of July to all you out there. It's the Alex Jones Show. The launch of Truth Rising. It's over at PrisonPlanet.tv right now in the highest of quality. You can get it on DivX. Burn it to DVD. Play it on your DivX DVD player. It's that simple. It's getting that much easier to fight the info war. We've got Mark in Georgia on the line. He was discussing some other projects, possibly one directed directly at the soldiers to show them exactly what's happened to the military and themselves. Continue, Mark.
Yes. When I was in the Weekend Warrior at Tarleton Air Force Base, I saw in the latrine, and I'm going to modify this for obvious reasons, that a lifer is a lazy, ignorant fornicator expecting retirement. Now, as we understand it now, and I mentioned this to Colonel Bowman when he was in town recently about the crash of the Pentagon, it's like, yeah, the records that they needed to find out where the money went was right where the plane hit. And I'm like, oh, really? So here's these guys expecting retirement, and it's like, even if you were having grossly inflated currency for your retirement, you expect the money's going to be there? You know, I'd like to see about getting, like, officer-friendly Jack McLam involved in terms of reminding them of their oath of office, that it is the enemy domestic that we need to contend with. I tried to tell my aletheophobic mother about there's a tract, actually it's a couple of tracts that were combined, it's a couple of articles that were combined into a tract called Foundations Pay the Way by Alan Stang, And I put it on, I basically converted it to a PDF format and uploaded it to my site. It's available, doyoulovejesus.org, that's letter U, / foundations with a capital F, dot PDF. That's Papa Delta Foxtrot, or portable document format. And so that track is available, and I believe that if the people in the, are in uniform, whether in the in the civil authorities here in the United States or overseas, and or wherever they may be, need to be reminded that the enemy domestic. I think maybe we ought to put the material together where the founding fathers explained in this project, where the founding fathers warned that the real threat would be corruption from within.
That's right. The republic could only fall from the inside. Mark, I thank you from the call. I mean, so many people said, look. If this government goes down, it's going to be from people on the inside. It's not going to be from an outside threat. And boy, were they right. Let's go to Carl in Texas. Carl, what's on your mind?
Yes, sir, Jason. You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
I've got a new slant on Building 7. It's maybe not new, but I have not heard a lot of people talk about it.
All right, go ahead.
With Larry Silverstein saying that we've had such a loss of life and we decided we should just pull, even with that, that doesn't ever add up, because if you know a little bit about demolition, it takes days or months to design a demo.
Sure.
It takes months to install the demo.
Okay.
So for him to get on TV and say, well, we just decided to pull it that day of, is totally incredulous and totally just... There's no way you can rig a building to be pulled the day of.
I don't necessarily think that he said, let's rig it for demolition. He probably knew it was rigged for demolition.
No, he said, we decided to pull it.
Yeah, well, exactly. But if it already had the bombs in the building and he knew that it had a, say it had a contingency plan. I mean, this was Secret Service.
Emergency
management.
I mean, this took months to prepare. And I don't think that gets hammered home enough to people that don't understand.
No, I agree. It did take months to prepare. Those bombs were pre-positioned. Larry Silverstein wasn't the one that put the bombs in the building. You know, he obviously, I think, was aware that there were explosives in the building. I do believe that it's not going to matter, because the BBC is going to tell us that the building fell from fire. I mean, 2 days from now, the BBC is going to solve the mystery of 9/11, which they're calling the final mystery, which it is far from, since there are thousands of contradictions in the official version, especially Building 7. But we should all go back to sleep and just believe Mike Rudin, the total scumbag from the BBC.
Oh, yeah. But, no, it's just anybody out there that's got half a mind or doubting this, think about how long it would take to prepare this. I mean, you're talking about drilling probably 50 holes per floor, 2,300 holes in concrete columns. That takes a long time to set up.
You know, now that you brought that up, I want to bring up yet another piece of evidence for demolition. And I thank you for the call, Carl. We're going to take more callers in a moment. But in the beginning of Truth Rising, there's a shot of the World Trade Center cross. Now, for you, for those out there that don't know what the World Trade Center cross is, it is a piece of the building, two pieces of steel, that were somehow fused together in the form of a cross at the site of Ground Zero, not by man, but by the demolition of World Trade Center 1 or 2, under Ground Zero. And it also had moltenized iron or another form of metal. It didn't look like aluminum to me. Might have been something other than iron. But anyway, it was hanging off the side. Now, all of this had been moltenized. You got to understand, two steel beams being fused together in the shape of a cross doesn't happen from jet fuel, okay? It happens from high temperatures. Now, again, the official version people will say, there's no proof of molten metal underneath. There's none. I'm John Grossenist, and I don't know of anybody who saw any molten metal. You know, though we reported it, though the fires ran until late December, though we have molten metal pouring out of the World Trade Center prior to its collapse, none of it's real, apparently. Apparently, we all imagined it, and somehow it formed itself, but it's all due to the official version. These people make me sick. The thermal imagery shows that the intense hotspots could not have been created by jet fuel fires, okay? John Gross doesn't want to look at those. So that's the NASA imagery. Okay, folks? God, man. When are we going to wise up? You know, if you're listening right now and you got a little time on this 4th of July, you've already seen Truth Rising, or you haven't seen Truth Rising. Either way, you need to email this guy at the BBC and just let him know the jig's up. And he's like, oh, I need you to reserve judgment till after the show. No, you really don't, because I know what your game is. It's about lying and distorting the truth, and you sicken me. All right, let's go to Chris in Kentucky. Chris, are you there? Chris, you with me? Do I not have Chris?
Hello, Jason.
Hey, what's up, Chris?
Hey, thanks for waking me up as well.
No problem.
There's a couple of news items here in the state of Kentucky that came up a few days ago that since the high price of gas is getting so expensive to the taxpayers, well, the Kentucky State Police want to save gas by having roadblocks. Have you heard that in any other states as well?
Wait a minute. They want what for roadblocks? State gas? What are they going to do, block off the entryways to other states so people can get it cheaper?
So they could just, they can go to the most dangerous roads. With the spokesman of the Kentucky State Police said on a newscast at 84 WHAS here in Louisville.
Uh-huh.
When I heard that, and I think, what are they conditioning? What are they up to?
Let me tell you, just not only the gas, but the price of living has gone up so much. Now I'm in Texas. Regular gas is still under $4. I was just in New York. Regular gas was like $4.35 in upstate New York. That means it's close to $5, maybe $5.50 down in the city. Now, on top of that, they just upped the price of cigarettes in New York. So, again, I'm in upstate New York. I think it's like $7.50 a pack. I don't even smoke. My friends are complaining to me. Down in the city, it's $10. I mean, can you imagine? $10 for a pack of smokes, $5 for a gallon of gas. Anybody who drives and smokes now has an extra, especially if you smoke a pack a day, I got to figure you're spending an extra $100 to $200 a week on garbage, on lies. I mean, the tobacco companies lose lawsuits, and then the taxpayers end up paying for it, and the smokers just end up having to pay more to get cancer. I mean, the system is so twisted. And then to say that you're not allowed to go get gas in another state because it's cheaper, I mean, people would be outraged if you did that in New York because, believe it or not, New Jersey still has much cheaper gas than New York City, and the border is right there. I know a lot of people that go directly to Jersey because gas is about $1.50, $2 cheaper. When they start regulating you by your license plate or where you're from stateside to get gas, yeah, that's scary stuff. I had not heard that story. I would suggest you email it over to Aaron at InfoWars.com or Tips at InfoWars.com. You got anything else for me, Chris?
Yeah, it's also, we did have the newspaper here, the Courier-Journal here in Louisville also announced that they're going to have massive roadblocks of checkpoints everywhere this weekend. So this is not freedom this weekend.
No, it's definitely not. And it'll all be in light of, you know, drunk drivers and all this other stuff. But, you know, I understand where people are like, well, we need to save lives. It's a holiday. But what we don't need is Fourth Amendment breaking checkpoints. If somebody is swerving on the road, that's great. Double the cops today. I have no problem with that.
Right. But that's
Yeah, just don't stop us for no reason. Yeah, that's triple the cops today. Whatever, have them on the lookout. You know, there's enough rats out there anyway today. If someone swerves just slightly off the road, everybody's got a cell phone. I know plenty of people that call it in. You know, there's no reason to have us stop. Let me see your papers. Okay, get out of the car. And then, even if you're not drunk or haven't done anything illegal, oh, I see you don't have your seatbelt on. Well, there's a $200 fine. Here you go, sir. Just pull over for a moment. It's a total rape fest.
And that's what they're conditioning with this high price of gas by just having the state police sit at checkpoint.
Yeah, absolutely, man. All right, thank you, Chris. We're gonna jump to the next caller. Let's go to Louie in Texas. What's up, Louie?
Hey. Hello?
What's on your mind? Yes, what's on your mind? You're on the air.
Hey, you're going to have Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster pretty soon?
Yeah, he's going to be on at 1 o'clock.
Okay. I'm just wondering, one little thing I was thinking about is we're getting payments, that refund check. From
yeah, the $600 check.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then money from the state also if you're on a pension and things like that. Doesn't the Constitution require federal and states to pay what they owe in silver and gold?
You could have
a class action right there.
Well, I think they changed that when they brought in the Federal Reserve banking system, right? I'm pretty sure that's where it ended.
I don't think they had a constitutional amendment for that.
All right, well, what do you want me to ask Chapman? Because I'll
ask him if there's a possibility to kickstart class actions in every state for any payment you get from state or federal government.
That is not silver or gold. All right, I'll ask him that, man. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Joe in Pennsylvania. Joe, what's happening?
Hey, how you doing, Jason?
Good, man.
Listen, I got to tell you, I downloaded, I'm a Prison Planet TV member, and I downloaded Truth Rise and about 20 minutes into it, I just started weeping because, you know, there's so many people. You guys put so much effort into this, and my heart goes out to all those people that were, you know, they were arguing back and forth, and they don't realize that you guys are down there trying to help, and they don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they don't know. And you know, I just, it's an incredible effort, and it just made me want to, you know, like I said, I've been on before. I'm in a wheelchair. I'm quadriplegic, and I want to get down there.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I got some people here that may be able to bring me down in the September 11th.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one coming up.
Yep.
But it's a fantastic video, and not only that, there's so many more sources out there. These people, you know, they call you guys nut jobs. Alex Jones is a nut job. They don't realize, like, I go on the Internet and I look at, you know, hundreds of sources of different people exposing the truth. And that BBC guy that's going to supposedly discredit the Building 7 thing,
mm-hmm.
he's going to look stupid because, you know, it's not just, there's so much information out there to the contrary. And I have people, you know, they're called sheeple, right?
Yes.
And I got guys in Iraq. A buddy of mine just emailed me and said, I wished him a happy 4th of July.
Mm-hmm.
I asked him how he was doing, and he said, you know, we don't need to be here. They need to get the U.S. out because, he said, Afghans don't want them there. He said, they're basically big targets.
Oh, absolutely. But you know what? Let me just stop you for a second. They have now set it up to make sure people understand that there is no getting out of Afghanistan. I mean, let's see. I did the show 2 weeks ago, a little over 2 weeks ago, and the big news on Friday was, oh, prison break, Kandahar prison break. 1,000 people escaped, many of them Taliban. On Monday, it was Taliban have a new stronghold in Afghanistan, and they've been hyping that up the past couple weeks. By Monday afternoon, it was reported that the U.S. forces gave the green light for that attack. And they may have even helped. Well, they did that because they're not going anywhere. They need an external threat. They need an enemy to fight or people get hip to it, and just like your soldier friend. And you know that a lot of the soldiers know over there there's no reason to be in Afghanistan other than to secure some rich guy's interests. I mean, it's sad, man. And I hope that movies like this one show how we can make a difference over here. You know, we need to help those people over there by making people aware over here. And you're right, man. It does make me very, very sad and disheartened sometimes when I'm talking to somebody, and you're right, I'm trying to help, and they just don't get it. But I really feel like we can break through that facade. You know what I mean?
Well, they're coming home, and I am encouraging them to not reenlist, and I want to show them the videos. And there was a kid, he came up to me, and he's like, oh, I just got a $30,000 a year job. I'm going into the military. And I said, listen, if it's about money, I said, did you do your training? He said, yeah, I did my training. I said, did you sign documents and all that? He said, yeah. I said, did they inoculate? And he's like, no. And I said, well, if it's just about the money, I said, you know, if you're not a patriot, go to Blackwater. They'll hire you for $100,000 a year if you don't give a shit about your country. Sorry.
I got to let you go. Hey, I understand, man. I understand, but got to let you go after that. I feel your sentiment. I'm glad that you're a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber. I'm glad you dig the film. Hope you spread it out to your friends. All right. Let's go to Jay in North Carolina. Jay, what's the haps?
Hey, Jason. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. A friend of mine just called me. I'm an over-the-road truck driver, and mm-hmm. she just called me from Washington, and she just went to her local 4th of July parade, and they had a 9/11 truth float in the parade.
Oh, that is awesome. Where was this?
It was in Tacoma Park, which is just a suburb of Washington, D.C., Now, I've been doing this since the one-year anniversary. I've been handing out information. I've handed out over 8,000 DVDs to people.
Mm-hmm.
We are winning, people. We are winning this fight. And this movie, I watched a little bit of last night. I couldn't get it to download. I'm on the road in my semi right now.
Uh-huh.
I lost the signal, but I did watch some of it, and I believe this is going to be a tool for us to energize us and get us motivated again. I've been up and down so many times. You know, there's so many times that I've just wanted to quit, and then something will motivate me to just want to go that much harder.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, we hope that this movie is that, and we hope that this brings thousands of people to Ground Zero yet again this year on the anniversary of 9/11, and just redoubles our efforts. We hope that it starts new chapters of We Are Change. We hope it starts other organizations. We hope it triples the activism in the next 6 months. I think that this movie can do that, Jay.
Listen, Jason, about a month and a half ago, I drove through one of these Draw Your Blood checkpoints.
Oh, my God.
Down in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I was actually interviewed on a radio station for the whole hour about it. The whole situation was kind of weird. There was about 200 police on I-40. They had I-40 shut down both ways just east of Albuquerque.
Mm-hmm.
And they had it was a four-lane road at that point. They had three lanes with checkpoints, and they had all semis left lane. Well, I got waved through this checkpoint, but as I was driving by it, I was looking at the scene, and they had three deep, four long checkpoints with three officers at each one to check your car as you drove up to it. And then just past that, they had a whole bunch of cops milling around. And then just past that, down the exit ramp, they had 10 ambulances, all with their doors open and all with their lights on. And just past that, they had about 200 impounded cars.
Wow. All right, Jay, I got to let you go, but it's a scary world we live in when they're taking your blood. It's not freedom, folks, but it is the 4th of July, so let's declare our independence. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be back after this.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to gasfreedom.info to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of July, visit gasfreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit gasfreedom.info. That's gasfreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500. To qualify for the free webcam, WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try. Free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Some kind of way out of here. Say the joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Come and dig my earth.
All right, folks, we're back. It's the Alex Jones Show.
I'm Jason Berman. My little website is loosechange911.com. You can check out Loose Change Second Edition, Loose Change Final Cut over there. If you want to check me out, it's myspace.com/Jason Bermas, B-E-R-M-A-S. And we're going to have Bob Chapman on in the next hour, but I'm going to shoot through. I'm going to try to go through four calls, so we got to make it quick, folks. Let's go to Archie in Portland. What's up, Archie?
Hey, Jason.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. I will make it quick. Mm-hmm. I don't know if I haven't seen Truth Rising, but I did see Loose Change Final Cut. I got it from my local library.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, and it's really good. I like the way you guys sort of dropped some of the things that weren't provable and mm-hmm. tightened it up. Very mm-hmm. good presentation. I can't imagine anyone watching it and not being convinced that it was an inside job. To that, I'm reading the 9/11 Commission report. And you guys may have covered this on Alex's show or in the blog or somewhere, but I haven't heard it. Mm-hmm. On page 320, paragraph 136, it says, at about 9:57, an EMS paramedic approached the FDNY chief of department and advised that an engineer in front of 7WTC had just remarked that the Twin Towers, in fact, were in imminent danger of a total collapse. Mm-hmm. Who is this engineer? Who is the paramedic? And why, I don't know if you guys have ever...
No, that's a good question. I don't know. There's just so much disinfo about the times and what happened at 7. For instance, in that first FEMA report, they try to say that Barry Jennings and Michael Hess weren't in the building till after both planes had struck so that they can move the timeline over. So when they experience that explosion in Building 7, they say it's the collapse of the first tower. Well, the thing is, that the collapse of the first tower didn't really cause all that much damage to the south face of 7. We now have video of the south face of 7, and there's barely any windows even blown out. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, I saw that in the film. But I'm just saying, no one knew that they were going to come down, so how could there be an engineer
coming
over?
Well, someone did know, and it wasn't an engineer, my friend. Let me also point out the fact that Rudy Giuliani, who was in 7 in the morning, okay, that's why Michael Hess was there, he got moved out of there, and then he got moved to a command center in on Barclay Street. He got on with Peter Jennings and said that he had gotten a warning from someone. Didn't say who it was. But then later, on I believe it was the 16th or 15th of September, he did an interview on 2020 with Barbara Walters where he revealed that Dick Cheney had indeed given him a call that morning. He didn't say Dick Cheney warned him the towers were going to fall, but he did say that Dick Cheney did call him. Now, remember, Cheney's in the PEOC. He's the guy that's neck deep in this Pentagon situation. He's also the guy who basically probably was the most in the know that morning. He's the one that knew about Air Force One's threat. He had called the president there. He didn't warn anybody in the Pentagon. He allowed the Pentagon strike. I think Cheney was the middleman that got the insiders that weren't in the know out. I think he's the guy that was saying, hey, you need to get out of there. They're about to blow those buildings up. I mean, that's my personal opinion.
Well, thank you very much.
You got it, brother. Hey, thanks for the call, Archie. All right, let's jump to Fred in Philly. Oh, all right, we're already at the bottom. If you guys hold over, we'll try to take some calls while Bob Chapman is in. InternationalForecaster.com. We're going to be talking about the skyrocketing prices of oil. The fact the economy's in the dumps. We're almost on parity with a peso, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show, PrisonPlanet.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle of the Nutramedical Report. I introduce natural wellness solutions every day on the Nutramedical Report, 2 to 4 p.m., Monday to Friday, and Sunday, 8 to 10 p.m. NutriMeds is one of our new companies, and you can't find these anywhere else. Keylor Max, the best oral chelation. CoQ10 Supreme, the spark of life, the first and most powerful non-crystallizing CoQ10. Gastro Cleanse, to clean your bowel of pathogens. Green Tea Supreme, the most high-powered ECGC catechin in the world. Immunomax Immunoglobulins, to balance your body's immune system and fight infection and allergy. Maligna Block to block cancer. Micell Ultra D3, the first and most powerful high absorption D3 in the world. And Nutritrala to activate your antioxidant systems to protect you. If you have questions, call us at 888-212-8871 or order at NutriMedical.com under the company NutriMeds. On NutriMedical.com, call us 888-212-8871. Solutions for life.